Well, greetings to you once again in Jesus' name, and I hope that you are being blessed of the Lord as you are looking into His Word and getting an inspiration from the Word of God. I trust that He's doing that. That's what He's very good at doing. He keeps us going. And I want to just run over a few scriptures with you. We were talking about, does God love us unconditionally? And that's a real subject to talk about, because there's a lot of different opinions about that. And I don't know where you'll find your answers to that question, if you even care to ask that question. But I want to put it forth to you today based on some scripture. I just want to lay out a foundation of what God's Word tells us about mankind and humanity. And you can come to your own conclusions. But I want to, first of all, I would like to read to you from 1 John, and it's going to be chapter 4. And so we'll read a few passages here, 1 John 4, and I've got several places here I'm going to be reading, so we'll just go through scripture here. 1 John 4, we're going to be reading verse 7 through 21. And he tells us, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us, and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another." And I know we've kind of talked about this before, about loving one another. It is absolutely essential for us to love one another. If we're going to be Christian, that is the number one mark. We love one another. Verse 12, "No man seeth God at any, hath seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. Hereby know we that we dwell in him, and he in us, because he hath given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God. And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love him, because he first loved us. If a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God love his brother also." And I know the message in here is talking about brotherly love and how it is such a mark for Christianity. In fact, if it's not there, you're not a Christian. That's what the Bible's telling us. If we don't have love for our brothers, then we can't be a Christian, because we don't have God in our lives. And that's pretty bold speaking there. But this is what God had John to write to us, to preserve his word. It is so, so important. But if you also notice in that passage talking about, we love God because he first loved us. He made the initiative. He loved us. And he did a mighty thing by sending his Son to die and to redeem us and give us salvation through Christ. Now I'm going to read out of Matthew And I'll just read out of chapter 9 here, a few passages. And beginning of verse 10, "And it came to pass, as Jesus sat at meat in the house, behold, many publicans and sinners came and sat down with him and his disciples. And when the Pharisees saw it, they said unto the disciples, Why eateth your master with publicans and sinners? But when Jesus heard that, he said unto them, They that be whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. But go ye and learn what that meaneth. I will have mercy and not sacrifice. For I am not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." And so, you see here, Jesus came for the sinner, for those that are sick, those that have need, those that are aware of their lack. And he came for them. And the religious leaders of that day just couldn't handle it. They just, these are sinners, you shouldn't even be close to them. Well, he came to help them. That's his job. He came to help the sinners. That's you and me. He came to give us salvation. And he loved us. That's what motivated God to do that. I'm going to just go now to Isaiah. These are all familiar passages here. I know that you probably have read them or heard them. They're very common scriptures. But there's power in the Word of God, and I don't apologize for God's Word. We could hear it 50 times a day and still get a blessing on the 50th time we heard it, because it's the Word of God. Isaiah 1, verse 18, and I just love this, because here's God. You just listen to the heart of God, and I know we've talked about this also before, but the heart of God says, "Come now," verse 18 of chapter 1, Isaiah, "Come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If you be willing and obedient, you shall eat of the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured with the sword, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it." You see, I see two things here in this passage. I see that the love of God pleading with mankind, saying, "Come now, let's reason together. Don't you understand your sins? They're red like scarlet, but they can be white as snow." He's giving us that opportunity. He's calling us to holiness, and he wants us to come. He wants us to receive that. He said, "If you're willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, and you'll be devoured by the sword." And he says, "The mouth of the Lord has spoken it." I believe that God is very much loving the sinner. He doesn't love the sin. And we can't stay in sin. We have to come out of that. We make our own choice. But I hear the heart of God here. He wants to help us out of that sin. Maybe there's sin in your life that you just can't get over. You struggled, and you have wrestled, and maybe you filed it back somewhere, so you try to ignore it, but you know it's there. It's still there, and it haunts you, and you're captive by the devil, a hostage. God's saying, "Let's reason together. I can help you. I can make you white as snow." He is a faithful. If we're willing and obedient, and he'll give us the good of the land. He wants to do that. And I don't know if that's something that ministers to you or to maybe somebody you know is struggling. Hear the heart of God. He wants us to come to him. He wants us to get a cleansing. He wants us to be renewed and be done with the sin. And I'll just tell you, I am thankful for that attitude, because we find ourselves leaning towards sin and straying away from God. And if we don't keep going back to him and just pleading for help, we're going to find ourselves in a world of hurt. We're going to be out there all by ourselves. And that is not God's heart, to let us just wander off. He wants to bring us into the fold. He wants to give us power to overcome sin And let's pray for each other. You pray for me, I pray for you. Let's pray that God will set us free from the bondage of sin, that he'll make us white as snow. He is a faithful God, and may you find his forgiveness as you seek him with all your heart. God bless you.